want to take it, but you got to perform.
It seems like this locker room is a little bit down today. Is it a little bit down after coming off a loss like that?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a tough loss that we took. You know, giving away games is never easy, but you got to move on. You got to learn from it and move on. And right now, that's what we're looking to do this week with Miami.
When you line up and they come out Wildcat, is this how much time has Duke been spent on that off season versus the week of? I imagine there's just some sort of a checklist.
I mean,
it's who your assignment is, right?
Every week, I'm pretty sure every team in the NFL practices the Wildcat. Everyone puts it in their offense some way, somehow these days. So everyone has a check for it, and everyone pretty much practices. So, I mean, you should be prepared for it.
Any week,
yeah.
Just a victory, a really well-played victory. Would that be the thing this team needs, or is it just with all the injuries you're saying, a win, no matter how we get it, is going to be what we need to spring for?
I mean, a win, period. I mean, that's what it comes down to, just finishing the game. No matter how you get there, you know, just get a win. And, it's the NFL, you know, nothing's going to be easy. You know, you're not going to just come out and blow a team out every week and hope it'd be easy like that every week. It's going to be a challenge every week, and that's the approach we take to it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we come back like we think we should and make the plays that we should.
Are you concerned at all? Or are you saying, look, we're 3-2, a lot of things have happened, and there's a lot of football stuff to be played?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of football to be played. You know, that's why it's no panic in here. We know that we got to get things corrected, you know, that has happened in the past. But it's no panic. You know we're going to be fine. We're just taking 1 week at a time, and Miami is next on their list.
Jamon, you have to guard against a woe-is-me attitude just with all the injuries that have taken place here?
Say that again?
You have to guard against having a woe-is-me attitude? You have to fight that just because of all the adversity that this team has endured?
I don't think so. From myself, my standpoint, that was one thing I never worried about, you know, getting injured, you know, going throughout the game, wondering, oh, what if I get injured? That's something that I never worried about. I don't think anybody in here worries about it. You know, it's just a part of the game and it happens. So you just got to keep moving on, and the next person in line got to step up.
How many more hits can this team afford to take before you have to step back and reevaluate the goals set at the beginning of the season?
You can't afford to take any, but, you know, it happens, and you just got to make adjustments.